All that sporty type stuff.
Yes.
Yeah. Nah.
Sorry.
That's okay.
I like it so far.
Oh, holy night, the stars are brightly shining.
This is delightfully normal.
Yeah, well, it is. It is. It's something different, isn't it?
Yes, yeah. It is for this show.
Just want to keep us guessing, huh?
That's right.
Long lay the world in
sin. See, I mean, that's the real deal right there. You're going, now why would he be playing this, right?
I'm waiting.
I'm thinking it's going to break in with
no.
I'm waiting for the dime to drop.
Yeah, no. No, this is Mairead and the Girls, as they call them. This is a Celtic woman.
Ooh.
Yeah, Mairead Nesbitt, she's that little blonde-headed girl who runs around the stage and plays the fiddle. Well, I guess the violin.
I've actually seen them perform live. It's incredible.
Yeah, they are here tonight. So if you would like to go see them, I think their ticket's still available. And I would agree with you. That's, I guess we saw them last year, maybe 2 years ago. But yeah, they're in town tonight at Opus. It's so I thought I'd play a little bit of. And they're going to be doing, obviously, a Celtic Woman Christmas tonight. So if you want tickets, it's at the MSC box office. It starts at 7:30.
I would retract my snore then.
Yeah, that's all right.
You made this Irish boy quite happy.
Oh,
wow. Yeah, let's not make fun of it till we know what it is. Yeah,
hello.
Well, now we need a little too fat for the chimney.
I know. That's another guess. It's very different, isn't it? Yeah. You thought we were going to break into Giselle McKenzie, but that was a matter of fact. So more than a quarter of workers say their workplaces will close down during the holidays, and even if they don't, employees are likely to take time off. The Working the Holiday poll, which is commissioned by Workforce Institute, found more employees planning to take Christmas Eve and or New Year's Eve off, 26%, compared with 18% in a similar study that was conducted 5 years ago. It's thought that as many employers cut staff and merit increases, employees may be feeling more encouraged to use their paid time off. That seems counterproductive. If they're laying people off, don't you want to show like you're a team player? I mean, yeah. Organizations may also.
Well, then again, if you leave and they can tell how much a difference you make, if you actually do a good job.
Let's say this.
Oh my gosh, get him back here in the office. We need Scott DeLucia.
The right thing to say is they can tell how little or how much. Because, it could be the other way around.
It could bite
too.
You in the fanny.
Yeah, yeah. Organizations may also be looking to reward their staff for weathering the storms of the past few years with the extended vacation. Nearly 40% of workers plan to take Christmas Eve off, while 28% will take off the following Monday, which is New Year's Eve. About 15% of those days off in 2007. So that it's a little bit different. It's 40 and 18 as opposed to 15 5 years ago. So if you're taking off, you're not alone. And, of course, because we have this great big employer over there across the street, you know, that drives a lot of the time
yeah, it
off.
Does.
It does drive a lot of the time off. So there you go. All right, so in Thailand, three men broke into a store and they stole several items, but since they were low on cash, these Einsteins thought, well, here's a good way to get some money back. We'll take one of the items that we stole back and get a refund.
Brilliant. Brilliant.
Yeah. Apparently, it's not a really big store because they ended up dealing with the owner.
Oopsie.
They went in, the shop owner explained that she had just opened for the day and she didn't have any money in the cash register yet. So, says here, again, it's Thailand, it's different. The three thieves lay down in hammocks outside the store, waiting for the owner to earn enough money to give it to them.
Oh.
And that is exactly where the police found them.
Wow.
Loving that.
2 days ago, we told you the story about the, Denny's in Las Vegas, or maybe it was yesterday.
It's where you can get married?
Yeah, get married and do the whole thing, you know. Just understand that they're not all the same. In Youngstown, Ohio, a man upset over having to wait at the checkout counter at Denny's for too long set the restaurant's Christmas tree on fire.
Like you do.
Of course.
Anger management.
Well, I'm not, don't know how big the tree was, don't know how long he had to wait, but those are the stories that we have. Wow. All right, the Yahoo has given us their top searches for 2012. The top eight, because we never do 10. The top eight searches, number 8 is political polls, number 7 is the Olympics, Really? Was that this year? Boy, it seems like it was a long time ago.
Summer game.
It was a long time ago.
Number six is Whitney Houston. 5, Kate Middleton. 4, Kate Upton. Who's Kate Upton?
A very beautiful girl that was on Sports Illustrated, but not that I would know off the top of my head who that was.
All right. Number two. Yeah, right. I noticed that. Number two, Kim Kardashian. Number five, two is the iPhone 5. And number one were the presidential elections. So as far as news stories are concerned, the election was number one, obviously, and Whitney Houston was number two. And Hurricane Sandy ends up being number three. Wow. Considering that just happened. And as far as our obsessions, what we are obsessed about, number one was the, of course, iPhone 5. Number two, the political polls, and number three, Mega Millions, because we did, what, like a $500 million this year,
yeah.
Right? Yeah, yeah, not bad. 62% of us hoard old cell phones. How many old cell phones you got, Kevin?
Two.
Kat's still on her original one, right?
I have the phone from when I was in England.
Oh, okay.
So, I mean, not like I can use it, but it's in the. I found it in the bottom of a drawer when I was
moving. That's what happens is people find stuff at the, in the bottom of the drawer or something. I think I've got two. I think I have two.
I use one of them, though, as like a Walkman.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, just for on my bicycle and when I'm working out. I figure if I break it, then, you know.
Yeah, I have one that I put under a table leg because it's too short.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, there you go.
That's what I do with my dissertation.
Uh-huh. What? You put it under table leg?
Yeah, I mean,
leg?
What else is it good for?
Yeah, you're exactly right. You're exactly right. New research finds that almost half of Facebook's games-playing audience are daily active users. You know who you are. New research finds that almost half of Facebook's game-playing audience are daily active users. And of those people, one-third play games several times per day. Several times per day. I don't know. I'm not part of that, so I don't understand it exactly. But there you are.
Wow.
Got that going on. And, you know, I don't watch it, but The Simpsons is a pretty popular television show, I've heard.
Yes, sir.
You think? Anyway, apparently Homer Simpson becomes hopelessly addicted to playing a game called Villageville.
Oh, my gosh.
I like that.
Yeah, on his MyPad in Sunday night's episode of The Simpsons as the comedy takes a stab at the Zynga Facebook games. By the way, I think yesterday was the birthday of the premiere of The Simpsons. First time it appeared on as a freestanding show. Homer is home faking a back injury when he discovers the game, becomes so addicted he forgets to walk the family dog, Santa's little helper. It's not the first time The Simpsons have parodied a popular mobile game. Earlier this season, Homer was playing Words with Words with Enemies. not bad.
Awesome.
I like that. Not bad at all. Okay. Moms, dads, I don't know how you feel about this. The Center for Digital Democracy, this is a nonprofit advocacy group that addresses internet and broadband issues, has filed a complaint. They did that yesterday with the Federal Trade Commission, asking it to investigate and take action against Nickelodeon.
What?
And mobile game maker PlayFirst for violating the Children's Online Privacy Protection Act. Their game, SpongeBob Diner Dash, the game, which has been downloaded 10 million times for iPhone and iPad, asks children to provide a wide range of personal information, including their full name, email address, and other online contact information, without providing notice to the parents or obtaining prior parental consent. That's not good.
Mm-mm.
That would not be a good thing. So maybe rightfully so, they're going after those folks. We'll keep you posted on that.